Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Gracious, the Ever Merciful. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. All praise is due to Allah, the Lord, Creator and Sustainer, for all matters that exist, for all things in existence. Wassalatu wassalamu ala ashrafi khalqillahi ajma'in. And may Allah raise the rank of and grant peace to the most noble thing in the entire creation of Allah, Nabiyyina Muhammadin, our Prophet Muhammad, wa ala alihi wa ashabihi wa man istanna bi sunnatihi ila yawmiddin, and likewise that of his family members, companions, and all of those who follow his sunnah until the establishment of the day of recompense. Amma ba'd, as for what follows, that on this afternoon, which is either the 30th day of Rajab, or it is the first day of the month of Sha'ban, in the year 1437, and I am unaware of which one is correct at this point, we return to our study of Al-Usul al-Thalatha, the three principles, authored by Shaykh al-Islam Muhammad ibn Abd al-Wahhab al-Tamimi rahimahullahu ta'ala, reading from the explanation of the virtuous scholar al-Allama Muhammad ibn Salih al-Uthaymeen rahimahullahu ta'ala. We have arrived at the statement of the author of the text, wad-dalilu qawluhu ta'ala, and the evidence is the statement of Allah the Most High. And of course, we need to tie this to our previous material. So going back in the text, we find the author has mentioned four matters that are of the utmost importance. اِعْلَمْ رَحِمَكَ اللَّهِ. Have knowledge, may Allah have mercy on you. أَنَّهُ يَجِبُ عَلَيْنَا. That it's an obligation upon us. تَعَلُّمُ أَرْبَعِ مَسَائِلَ. That we learn four matters. Al-ula al-ilmu. The first one is knowledge. Wa huwa ma'rifatu Allahi. It is to know Allah. Wa ma'rifatu nabiyyihi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And to know his prophet. Wa ma'rifatu deeni al-islami bil adilla. And it is to know as well the religion of al-islam with evidences. That's the first matter. الثانيه العمل به. The second of those four essential matters is to act in accordance to that knowledge. الثالثه الدعوه اليه. The third of those four matters is to call to it, to invite others to both knowledge and practice. والرابعه, and the fourth of those four essential matters, الصبر على الاذى فيه. That is to be patient upon the harms that one encounters throughout all of that. Now the statement of the author makes perfect sense. What dalilu, and the evidence, meaning the evidence for those four matters. Qawluhu ta'ala is the statement of Allah the Most High. Wal asri innal insana lafi khusr. By al-asr, Allah swears by al-asr, time, the passing of time. Inna al-insana lafi khusr, verily mankind is in a state of loss. Illa, except for those who have four actions. Alladhina amanu, they have iman. Wa amilu salihati, righteous actions. وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالْحَقِّ, and they admonish each other with the truth. وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالصَّبْرِ, and they admonish each other towards patience. Our Shaykh, the great scholar, Shaykh Muhammad ibn Salih al-Uthaymeen, rahimahullahu ta'ala, he says in his commentary of this passage or this statement, قَوْلُهُ وَالدَّلِيلُ, his statement, the evidence, أي على هذه المراتب الأربع, regarding these four levels, or these four matters that have preceded, قَوْلُهُ تَعَالَى وَالْعَصْرِ is the statement of Allah the Most High, وَالْعَصْرِ, swearing by الْعَصْرِ, أَقْسَمَ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ فِي هَذِهِ السُّورَةِ بِالْعَصْرِ. Allah the Mighty and Majestic has sworn in this surah by Al-Asr, الَّذِي هُوَ الدَّهْرُ, that which is time. الدَّهْرُ, Asr, is time. وَهُوَ مَحَلُّ الْحَوَادِثِ مِنْ خَيْرٍ وَشَرٍ, it is the envelope in which the actions happen, time, actions of both good and bad. فَأَقْسَمَ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ بِهِ, so Allah the Majestic and Mighty has sworn by it, عَلَىٰ أَنَّ الْإِنسَانَ كُلَّ الْإِنسَانَ فِي خُسْرٍ, swearing that all of mankind is in a state of loss, إِلَّا مَنِ اتَّصَفَ بِهَذِهِ الصِّفَاتِ الْأَرْبَعِ, except for those who are characterized by these four attributes, الإيمان, faith, والعمل الصالح, righteous actions, والتواصي بالحق, mutual advice towards the truth, والتواصي, it should say, والتواصي بالصبر. There's a slight mistake, a printing error, a typo in the printed explanation of our Shaykh. It says watawassi, should say watawassi bisabr. They mutually admonish each other to have patience. Qal ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullahu ta'ala, Ibn al-Qayyim, may Allah the Most High have mercy upon him, said, jihadun nafsi arba'u maratiba, the battle that a man has with his inner self, or his internal struggle, is on four levels. إِحْدَاهَا, the first of which, أَنْ يُجَاهِدَهَا عَلَىٰ تَعَلُّمِ الْهُدَىٰ, that he struggle within himself to learn guidance, وَدِينِ الْحَقِّ, and the religion of the truth. أَلَّذِي لَا فَلَاحَ لَهَا وَلَا سَعَادَ, that which the soul shall have no success and no happiness, في معاشها, in its life, ومعادها, or its return, meaning its return to the hereafter, إلا به, except through that is learning. الثانية, the second of those levels of struggle, of internal struggle, أن يجاهدها على العمل به بعد علمه, that he struggle internally to act upon that knowledge that he learns after knowing it. And then thirdly, الثالثة أن يجاهدها على الدعوة إليه, that he struggle within himself to call towards that, meaning the knowledge and the action. وَتَعْلِيمِهِ, and that he struggled to also teach what he knows, مَنْ لَا يَعْلَمُهُ, those who do not know it. الرَّابِعَةُ, and the fourth of those four levels of struggle, أَنْ يُجَاهِدَهَا عَلَى الصَّبْرِ, that he struggle with his soul, try to overtake his inner cravings and desires, and place his soul upon patience, عَلَى مَشَاقِ الدَّعْوَةِ إِلَى اللَّهِ, throughout all of the difficulties that come with calling to the way of Allah, وَأَذَى الْخَلْقِ, and the harm of the creation, وَيَتَحَمَّلَ ذَلِكَ كُلَّهُ لِلَّهِ, and he bears all of that for the sake of Allah. فَإِذَا اسْتَكْمَلَ هَذِهِ الْمَرَاتِبَ الْأَرْبَعَ, if a person completes these four levels, صَارَ مِنَ الرَّبَّانِيِّينَ, he would be from the Rabbaniyin, those who educate and cultivate the people, themselves and others, upon a masterful methodology. That is the end of the quote from Ibn al-Qayyim, rahimahullahu ta'ala. Then our Shaykh says, فَاللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ أَقْسَمَ فِي هَذِهِ السُّورَةِ بِالْعَصْرِ. So Allah the Mighty and Majestic has sworn in this surah by Al-Asr, time. عَلَىٰ أَنَّ كُلَّ إِنسَانٍ فَهُوَ فِي خَيْبَةٍ وَخُسْرٍ. That each and every person is in loss. مَهْمَّا كَثُرَ مَالُهُ وَوَلَدُهُ. No matter how much money or how many children he has. وَعَظُمَ قَدْرُهُ وَشَرَفُهُ. No matter how great his status and nobility is. إِلَّا مَنْ جَمَعَ هَذِهِ الْأَوْصَافَ الْأَرْبَعَةَ. Except for those who manage to bring together all four of these descriptions. أَحَدُهَا, the first of them, الْإِيمَانُ, faith, وَيَشْمَلُ كُلَّ مَا يُقَرِّبُ إِلَى اللَّهِ تَعَالَى. And that includes every single thing that draws someone close to Allah, the Most High. مِنْ اِعْتِقَادٍ صَحِيحٍ وَعِلْمٍ نَافِعٍ. From authentic, correct beliefs and beneficial knowledge. الثاني, the second characteristic he must take on, العمل الصالح, righteous action. وهو كل قول أو فعل يقرب إلى الله. That includes every statement and action that draws one close to Allah. بأن يكون فاعله لله مخلصا. And that must include that the one who does that statement or action be sincere to Allah. ولمحمدٍ صلى الله عليه وسلم متبعاً. And he must as well be a true follower of Muhammad. May Allah raise his rank and grant him peace. الثالث, the third trait, التواصي بالحق, mutual advice. He must be engaged with his brothers in mutual advice, guiding towards the truth, encouraging others to follow the truth. وَهُوَ التَّوَاصِي عَلَى فِعْلِ الْخَيْرِ. And that is to mutually advise that righteous actions are undertaken. وَالْحَثُ عَلَيْهِ. And that is to encourage the goodness, the good things to be done. وَالتَّرْغِيبُ فِيهِ. And to motivate people as well towards those matters. الرَّابِعُ, the fourth matter, التواصي بالصبر, بأن يوصي بعضهم بعضا بالصبر. That is mutual admonitions to have patience, that each of them admonish each other with patience. على فعل أوامر الله تعالى. Patience upon the fulfillment of the orders of Allah the Most High. وَتَرْكِ مَحَارِمِ اللَّهِ. And patience upon the abandonment of matters that Allah has forbidden. وَتَحَمُّلِ أَقْدَارِ اللَّهِ. And patience in bearing the difficult matters that Allah has destined for him to struggle through. وَتَوَاصِي بِالْحَقِّ وَتَوَاصِي بِالصَّبْرِ. And these two traits, the third and fourth ones, admonishing mutually to be upon the truth and mutual admonishing to be patient, يَتَضَمَّنَانِ الْأَمْرَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَالنَّهْيَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ. These two matters include enjoining good and forbidding evil. أَلَّذَيْنِ بِهِمَا قِوَامُ الْأُمَّةِ وَصَلَاحُهَا. Two matters which, through them, the Ummah will be upright, the Ummah will be righteous, wa nasruha, the Ummah will be aided, wa husulu sharafi wal fadilati laha, and the Ummah will attain its status and its virtue through those matters. Allah the Most High says, kuntum khayra ummatin ukhrijat linnasi. You are the best nation raised forth for mankind. Ta'muruna bil ma'rufi. You order what is good. Wa tanhauna 'anil munkari. And you forbid what is evil. Wa tu'minuna billahi. And you believe in Allah. That's from Surah Ali Imran, the 110th verse. Going back to the text of Al-Usul al-Thalatha, Shaykh al-Islam Muhammad ibn Abd al-Wahhab rahimahullah ta'ala said, qala al-Shafi'i rahimahullah ta'ala. Al-Shafi'i said, may Allah the Most High have mercy on him, لو ما أنزل الله حجة على خلقه, had Allah not sent down any hujja, any proof upon his creation, إلا هذه السورة, other than this surah, the meaning is Surah Al-Asr, لكفتهم, then that would have been sufficient for them, meaning sufficient as a proof established upon them. In explanation, our Shaykh Al-Allama Muhammad ibn Salih Al-Uthaymeen rahimahullah ta'ala, he said, Al-Shafi'iyyu huwa Abu Abdillahi. Al-Shafi'i's name was Abu Abdillah, his kunya, the father of Abdullah, Muhammad ibn Idris, Muhammad the son of Idris, Ibn Al-Abbas. Idris was the son of Al-Abbas, Ibn Uthman, Ibn Shafi'in, the son of Uthman, the son of Shafi'. That's his great-grandfather and his great-great-grandfather, Al-Hashimiyu, from the tribe of Bani Hashim, and Al-Qurashi, from the tribe of Quraysh. Wulida fi Gaza, he was born in Gaza, sanata mi'atin wa khamsin, in the year 150 after Hijrah. وَتُوُفِيَ بِمِصَرٍ, and his soul was taken in Egypt. He died in Egypt, سَنَةَ مِئَتَيْنِ وَأَرْبَعَ, the year 204. وَهُوَ أَحَدُ الْأَئِمَّةِ الْأَرْبَعَةِ, and he is one of the four imams. عَلَى الْجَمِيعِ رَحْمَةُ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى, may Allah have mercy upon all of them. Muraduhu rahimahullah, his intention, may Allah have mercy on him, with his statement of his, anna hadhihi surata kafiyatun lil khalqi, this surah is sufficient for the entire creation. Fil hathi ala tamassuki bidinillahi bil imani, in encouraging them to stick to hold tenaciously to the religion of Allah, through iman, through faith, wal amal salihi, and righteous action, wa da'wati ila Allah, and calling to Allah, to the way of Allah, wa sabri ala dhalik, and patience upon that. Wa laysa muraduhu, his intention was not, anna hadhihi surata kafiyatun lil khalqi fi jami'i shari'ati, that it was sufficient for all of mankind, meaning in place of all of the legislative rulings that were sent down. وَقَوْلُهُ, his statement, لَوْ مَا أَنزَلَ اللَّهُ حُجَّةً عَلَى خَلْقِهِ, had Allah not sent down any proof upon his creation, إِلَّا هَذِهِ السُّورَةَ لَكَفَتْهُمْ, except for this surah, it would have sufficed them. لِأَنَّ الْعَاقِلَ الْبَصِيرَ, and this was stated because an intellectual person of sound insight, إِذَا سَمِعَ هَذِهِ السُّورَةَ, if he heard this surah, أَوْ قَرَأَهَا, or he read it, فَلَا بُدَّ أَنْ يَسْعَى إِلَى تَخْلِيصِ نَفْسِهِ مِنَ الْخُسْرَانِ, then he would have to take all measures, hasten towards freeing himself from this state of loss. وَذَٰلِكَ بِاتِّصَافِهِ بِهَذِهِ الصِّفَاتِ الْأَرْبَعِ And that would be done through him attaining the traits, these four traits, الإيماني والعمل الصالح, faith and righteous action, والتواصي بالحق والتواصي بالصبر, and his engagement in mutual advice to be upon the truth, towards the truth, and his engagement in mutual advice to be patient. Back to the text of Al-Usul al-Thalatha, the Imam Muhammad ibn Abd al-Wahhab rahimahullah said, وَقَالَ الْبُخَارِيُّ رَحِيمَهُ اللَّهُ And Al-Bukhari said, and if you are reading with me from the same printing of the explanation of Sheikh Muhammad ibn Salih al-Uthaymeen, then fix the word Al-Bukhari. It says Al-Bukhariya. Change it to Al-Bukhariyu. Put a Dhamma on that, yeah. Fix that Fatha and put a Dhamma on it. Rahimahullah. May Allah have mercy on Al-Imam Al-Bukhari. And our Shaykh explains who he was, saying, Al-Bukhariyu huwa Abu Abdullah. Al-Bukhari was Abu Abdullah also. Just like a Shafi'i, the father of Abdullah. His name was Muhammad ibn Ismail ibn Ibrahim ibn al-Mughirata. Al-Bukhari. Muhammad, the son of Ismail, the son of Ibrahim, the son of al-Mughira. Al-Bukhari, meaning the one from Bukhara. Wulida bi Bukhara. He was born in Bukhara. Fi Shawwal sanata arba'in wa tis'ina wa mi'a. In the month of Shawwal, that's the 10th month of the year 194. Wa nasha'a yatiman. And he was raised as an orphan fi hijri walidatihi, in the care of his mother. وَتُوَفِّيَ رَحِيمَهُ اللَّهِ فِي خَرْتَنْك He died, may Allah have mercy on him, in خَرْتَنْك بَلْدَ عَلَى فَرْسَخَيْنِ مِنْ سَمَرْقَنْد A land which is two riding stations, two فَرْسَخْس away from سَمَرْقَنْد لَيْلَةَ عِيدَ الْفِطْرِ On the night of عيد الفطر Meaning, the very end of Ramadan, Sanata Sittin wa Khamsina wa Mi'ataini, the year 256. So Al-Imam Al-Bukhari said, Babun Al-Ilmu Qabla Al-Qawli Wal-Amali, chapter, meaning here's a sub-chapter about knowledge, Al-Ilmu, and it must take place before speech or action. Knowledge precedes speech and action. والدليل قوله تعالى and the evidence for that is the statement of Allah the Most High فَاعْلَمْ أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ وَاسْتَغْفِرْ لِذَنْبِكَ And know, O Muhammad, that there is no one worthy of worship other than Allah and seek forgiveness for your sin from Surah Muhammad the 19th verse So Al-Bukhari says, فَبَدَأَ بِالْعِلْمِ So he, meaning Allah, began with the order for knowledge. قَبَلَ الْقَوْلِ وَالْعَمَلِ Before mentioning speech and action. Our Shaykh Al-Allama Muhammad ibn Salih al-Uthaymeen رحمه تعالى said here, استدل البخاري رحمه الله بهذه الآية البخاري may Allah have mercy on him used this verse as a proof على وجوب البداءة بالعلم a proof for the obligation of beginning with knowledge قبل القول والعمل before engaging in speech or action وهذا دليل أثري this is A textual evidence يَدُلُّ عَلَىٰ أَنَّ الْإِنسَانَ يَعْلَمُ أَوَّلًا ثُمَّ يَعْمَلُ ثَانِيًا That a person must know He must have knowledge firstly, then he acts secondly. وَهُنَاكَ دَلِيلٌ عَقَلِيٌ نَظَرِيٌ. And there exists as well an evidence, which is an intellectual evidence. يَدُلُّ عَلَىٰ أَنَّ الْعِلْمَ قَبَلَ الْقَوْلِ وَالْعَمَلِ. That also proves that knowledge must come before speech and action. وَذَلِكَ. And that proof is, that rational proof is, or intellectual proof. لِأَنَّ الْقَوْلَ أَوَ الْعَمَلَ لَا يَكُونُ صَحِيحًا مَقْبُولًا. A statement or an action could not be correct and acceptable, meaning acceptable to Allah, حَتَّى يَكُونَ عَلَى وَفْقِ الشَّرِيعَةِ, until it is in accordance with the Sharia, meaning the legislative rulings revealed by Allah. وَلَا يُمْكِنُ أَنْ يَعْلَمَ الْإِنسَانُ. And it's not even possible for a person to know أَنَّ عَمَلَهُ عَلَى وَفْقِ الشَّرِيعَةِ إِلَّا بِالْعِلْمِ. He could not know if his action is in accordance with the Sharia or not without knowledge. وَلَكِنَّ هُنَاكَ أَشْيَاءَ يَعْلَمُهَا الْإِنسَانُ بِفِطْرَتِهِ. However, there are also matters that a person knows from his fitrah, from his inner instincts. كَالْعِلْمِ بِأَنَّ اللَّهَ إِلَهٌ وَاحِدٌ. Like his knowledge that Allah is one singular deity. فَإِنَّ هَذَا قَدْ فُطِرَ عَلَيْهِ الْعَبْدُ. This is a matter that al-abd, the servant, meaning the person, the people, they've been created upon this way to have an internal instinct to recognize this fact. وَلِهَذَا, and thus, لَا يَحْتَاجُ إِلَىٰ عَنَاءٍ كَبِيرٍ فِي التَّعَلُّمِ. This is not a matter that requires a great amount of attention in the stage of learning. أَمَّا الْمَسَائِرُ الْجُزْئِيَّةِ الْمُنْتَشِرَةِ. As for the subsidiary issues that are spread out, فَهِيَ الَّتِي تَحْتَاجُ إِلَىٰ تَعَلُّمٍ وَتَكْرِيسِ جُهُودٍ. They are the matters that require focus in seeking knowledge and repeated and dedicated efforts. The Shaykh here does not intend that learning about Allah's right to be worshipped alone is a simple matter that does not require any effort to learn. What he means is the internal feeling that a person has to single out his Creator with all acts of worship is a simple concept. It doesn't require much attention. However, the different kinds of worship that have been legislated, the different ways Allah is to be worshipped and different ways He is not to be worshipped, different things that people may assume are not acts of worship, yet they are with Allah acts of worship. They are to be studied in detail, and they are matters which require learning and struggle to learn, and continuous efforts to learn about, so as not to fall into the violations of any of those essential matters of Tawheed. And Allahu Ta'ala knows best. I believe the next statement would be more befitting for us to begin with in our next session, insha'Allahu Ta'ala. So I'll end here, begging Allahu Ta'ala for forgiveness for myself and for all of you, and asking that He raise the rank of our master, our chief, our leader, our role model, our prophet and messenger Muhammad, and that of his family and companions and all true followers, and may He grant him and all of them peace. Subhanak Allahumma wa bihamdik, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.